Okay, here we are in Plainfield, Vermont. This is a Bell System 355 step. It has the newer ringtone, that which we called new CDO ring. And the first thing I want to do is call back to Marshfield, where we just were, and dial a vacant level. And seemingly miraculously, this time, intercept actually works correctly.
2 6
It made the right tone and the chord board operator worked correctly. But now, the intercept operator isn't answering.
Dialing again.
Can't get back into it because that original operator still has the connection up, so it'll stay busy until she pulls it down, and she hasn't yet. I was just resetting the Marshfield trunk and trying over and over hoping she would, but looks like that's not happening anytime soon. The coin phones here are post-pay. You pick up, get a dial tone, dial your number, and then when the called party answers, you have to put in a dime. But unlike the independent companies where you can hear them answer, at least softly, the Bell system does it differently. They actually split you from the called party and put on a second dial tone, and that second dial tone is the signal that it's time to pay the dime. Once the dime goes in, then you're connected through to your party. I didn't get any regular customers to answer from Plainfield, but there are some test lines I did call. Here is a 1 kHz tone that goes off hook on 223-3999 in Montpelier.
2233.
Well, something's changed since I was here in 1973. The trunks to Montpelier used to be wire trunks, and now we're getting N-carrier 2600 operated. So sometime between 1973 and 75, they changed the trunks from plain wire to N-carrier. That's unusual for that late in the decade. They must have had the equipment lying around and needed to expand the capacity. Anyway, on this call, I'm going to dial the rest of the number, and you'll hear it start to click into that 1 kHz tone, but as soon as the answer signal is detected here in Plainfield, the tone will be replaced with the second dial tone.
9 9 9.
One helpful feature of the post-pay system here is that if the called party hangs up before you put your dime in, the second dial tone will stop. You won't be reconnected to the line, you'll just hear a background hum, but at least the second dial tone stops if the called party hangs up before you deposit the dime. The funny thing is that if the called party picks up again, the dial tone will return. And so if you call one of those supervision test lines, like the one back in Marshfield that flashes answer supervision while making a tone over and over, the second dial tone will sort of take over and start toning by itself. You won't hear the actual tone from the destination. Instead, the second dial tone will rhythmically follow it, so that what should sound like this plus a few extra answer supervision clicks along the way ends up sounding like this. So here's a call to the supervision test line in Marshfield where we just were. Back to Montpelier. Throughout the 1970s, Montpelier had three office codes. You had 223 and 229, which is where the regular customers were, and then you had 828 for the government. And of course, anyone can guess what the 22 stood for, CA, as in capital. But that is an unconfirmed theory on my part because there doesn't seem to be any evidence left that capital 3 and capital 9 is what it was, but I think so. You know, I researched the Montpelier selector map, and it turned out to be quite the curveball. First of all, there was inconsistency from one selector to another. Now, every place from which Montpelier is a local call, the instruction card on the payphone says that directory assistance is reached by dialing 22411. Sounds almost like Carolina telephone, doesn't it? But the 22 goes to Montpelier, where dialing 41, the last one not being necessary, goes to directory assistance. They intended to make it so you actually had to dial the 4 before 1 would connect to directory assistance. If you just came into Montpelier and dialed the 1, you're supposed to get a reorder. It blocks, goes to the 11th terminal. And here's that happening. 22 for Montpelier, and then 1.
221.
Now that is what should happen. 221 is not a correct dialing sequence, but some of the Montpelier selectors neglect to block the one when they should. So if you dial 221 and you happen to get one of these,
221.
Directory assistance for what town, please?
Here's another example. On this one, I'm dialing a lot of twos once I get into Montpelier, demonstrating that the two absorbs repeatedly there. But dialing a bunch of twos followed by a one should still go to a reorder like this.
2-2-2-2-2-2-1.
You could hear some dialing over the reorder tone there, and yes, that is what it ought to do. However, I can dial the exact same thing, and
2-2. 2-2-2-2. 1.
Directory assistance for what town, please?
Go figure. Actually, it's somewhat understandable. They simply forgot to wire certain selectors to block on the one level. Now, after that confusion, I continued surveying the Montpelier selectors, and I found that the digit 3, as in capital 3, was absorbed once. That means that there can't be a capital 3 1000 group, because that's where directory assistance is. And you can get directory assistance by dialing 2231, just as easily as dialing 2241. That was not a mistake, it's just that 3 is the same as 4. They both absorb once. So the capital 3 office code has fewer than 10,000 numbers. We know already that they can't have a 1,000 groove. It's also true that Capital 3 cannot have an 8,000 group, because on Montpelier's 8 level are the trunks to 828, the Centrex for the state offices. Here's the state Centrex operator answering, which you won't hear because of the second dial tone from Plainfield, but I'm getting it by dialing 2280. Strictly speaking, I should dial 8280, but from here it doesn't make any difference.
22. 8 0.
It's not surprising that Capital 3 doesn't have all 10,000 numbers, that's an arrangement that is often done. But to my shock and surprise, through much research and verifying it back and forth many times, I found that Capital 3 and Capital 9 are completely interchangeable, at least as of summer 1975. The 9 also absorbs once, meaning there is no difference between Capital 3 and Capital 9. Now the 6100 group is sacrificed so that customers can dial 22611 for repair service. Actually, the final one is not required. And here you can hear me in my exasperation dialing 22961 and dialing 22361, which among other tests proved that those two office codes are completely interchangeable.
2296.
Telephone repair service.
22361.
Telephone repair service.
Earlier in my research, I had dialed 22389 to get the intercept recording from the state Centrex 828. The 8 goes to the Centrex, 9 is invalid. But now that I've discovered that Capital 3 and Capital 9 are identical, I'm going to dial it with 22989. Doesn't make any difference.
How can it be 223 and 229 are really the same exchange? That is insane. I can dial 22989 and go into 828. Just as I can for 223. Business office number is 229-9911. I'm going to dial 223-9911.
The reason I was so flabbergasted is that usually when you have two office codes that when you look closer turn out to be just one, there's a reason for it. They're planning to expand, something like that. But here there's no expansion anticipated, except maybe the government, but it has its own office code, 828. To make matters stranger, there isn't a 4000 group either. I got a vacant level dialing that. So basically, you have no 1000 group, that's directory assistance. No 4000 group, that's just vacant. And no 8000 group, because that's where 828, the government code, is. I expected 9 to be where 229 was, in its own separate section, but no. Both codes together have a maximum of 6,900 lines. Because the 6100 group can't be assigned, that goes to repair service. Anyway, here's a regular ringing number reached by dialing 223-7111. For all I know, this may be 229-7111.
2237.
Here's a busy number.
2232.
And here's a vacant number.
2245111.
We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number. Or try your call again. This is a recording at Montpelier, Vermont. We're sorry you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. This is a recording at Montpelier, Vermont.
That's all I want to show you from Plainfield right now. We will come back. But now let's get back on the road to Barrie, the granite capital of the world. It's actually a local call from here, Plainfield, but I want to save the few calls I made to Barrie for when we come back here. On the way to Barrie, we go through a community called East Montpelier. There's a general store and a phone booth there. East Montpelier is in the Montpelier Central Office District, so we've crossed into another zone. But the phone here is 6 miles out from Montpelier itself. I didn't record from here or from downtown Montpelier in 1975, but what I can do is show you what it sounded like to call from downtown Montpelier in 1973, in the days before they changed the ringing machine. 1975 was the year that many Dell System tone plants got retrofitted using equipment from a company called Lorraine Products. And this hit close to home, or I should say close to my summer home, in 1975 because three offices that I was well familiar with were retrofitted. The first one was St. Johnsbury, a Bell System toll center.
Here's an unusual CDO ring, 802-748.
Well, that's the original ring, but as of 1975 summer, it rings like this. That's the ring we heard dialing intercept in Cabot. Cabot gets its operators from St. Johnsbury, and we would have heard this ring had I recorded it last summer. The next one is Morrisville, just a reasonably large-sized step for Vermont, which is not very large, and it had new CDO tones. Now, as of 1975 summer, it still has its original dial tone. But the ring, which used to sound more like this, is now this.
What number did you dial?
Lorraine Products strikes again. And the third example is Montpelier, which has had both its low tone, including the busy reorder tone and dial tone, updated to a Lorraine tone, and also the ring. But before 1975, it had tones that seemed a little bit too rural to be the capital of a state. and in fact Montpelier had, in 1973, the same three office codes, albeit with fewer lines than you might think. But still, it's a pretty big building to have a ring like this. And you know, those new Lorraine tones also suggest that Montpelier is a tiny little rural office, because these are the Lorraine retrofit tones that we hear in tiny rural offices. Once you get into Lorraine land, there's a lot of inconsistency, but in general, that ring and busy belong to rural offices that have been retrofitted. The Lorraine busy signal is obviously a deliberate attempt to copy the original CDO busy signal, which I don't know why anyone would want to do, but here's an original CDO busy signal over N carrier. And here's Montpelier. Very close, but the Lorraine tone has too many even harmonics of the fundamental to sound like CDO busy signal to me. In fact, my personal synesthesia makes this gray. The 2600 tone in the background is yellow. But this tone here, from Montpelier, that's brown. And it's the even harmonics that are in the tone that change the color from my point of view. Anyway, here's what it was like to pick up a Capital 9 payphone in 1973 and dial around mostly to a few intercept recordings back in the days when they still had women doing the recordings. The Montpelier office, unlike Plainfield where we just were, uses the prepay coin system, so when you pick up the phone, you just get kind of a hum, and then you have to put a dime in to get the dial tone. I'm going to dial 1, the long distance prefix, which isn't allowed. In a Bell System prepay step, that goes to whatever handles vacant level intercept. Here's 1.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and call your operator. This is the recording at Montpelier, Vermont. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and call your operator. This is the recording at Montpelier, Vermont. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and call your operator. This is the recording at Montpelier, Vermont.
Yeah, in 1973 it was Montpelier, but anyway, the State House office code 828 has a separate recording, and it was always very low volume. Here it is, called from here. On the second play of the recording, you can hear a vacant number ringing into the intercept line.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is the recording at the State House in Montpelier, Vermont. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is the recording at the State House in Montpelier, Vermont. I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed.
Well, thank goodness the customer dialed a vacant number and we got to hear it ring in, because I displayed an amazing lack of curiosity. I actually never dialed around to find out what kind of a ringing machine was used for the valid 828 state office numbers. I don't know whether it was the same ringing machine as Capital 3 and Capital 9, or a separate one, or PBX type ring. I have no idea. And from this recording,
this is the recording at the State House in Montpelier, Vermont.
That's all I've gotten. That's not distinctive enough. So whatever rang the 828 step Centrex, no idea what kind of ring it was. but how strange to have a state capital, which is also a toll center with cordboard operators, directory assistants, intercept operators, ring like it's a tiny little rural CDO. It's not. If it were, the 99 in every 100 group would be a permanent dizzy, and the 99s in this building tend to be on intercept, except for certain ones that go to a test line. So this is not a 355 step, it just sounds like one. It's probably just a number one step with an unusual choice of tone plant. Now Barry, which has the codes Granite 6, Granite 9, and also 883, another zone called Washington, is definitely a number one step. It has crossbar type ring, and here's a vacant number in Granite 9. Do I know that it was Granite 9? Nope. They've erased all evidence of what the original exchange names were, but in the self-proclaimed granite capital of the world, what do you think it was, 476 and 479? Well, it sure as hell wasn't Irving. I think my favorite thing about having crossbar ring on number one step is the double ring. Here's a double ring in Granite 9. Here's what the Montpelier ring sounded like.
Operator.
That's all I have for you with regard to how Montpelier was in 1973, when the Montpelier tone plant sounded like something out of the rural part of the country, and the recordings were all done by women. All right, let's go down the road now to Barry, which I started to record in the summer of 1975 and never got back to finish, and then I think I forgot that I hadn't finished it. So here is what I have. First, here's a long segment of getting dial tone and then dialing 1, which has to go to the vacant level intercept. During this long period of the dial tone being on, you can hear the overtone profile of the dial tone changing. That's an exaggerated version of it. I'll play the real one in a minute. And each change is caused by someone getting a dial tone and or dialing a digit so that it changes every time somebody comes onto it or goes off it. Probably this particular group of first selectors feature a dial tone where the number of people on the dial tone actually affects the way it sounds.
Thank you.
number you have dialed is not a working number. If you need assistance, please dial your information operator. This is a recording of Barry in Washington, Vermont. The number you have dialed is not a working number. If you need assistance, please dial your information operator. This is a recording of Barry in Washington, Vermont.
Williamstown is a local call from here. The code is 433. Here is a vacant number. The ring trips in so quickly it's hard to tell what kind of a ring it has. For Barry, there are two codes, Granite 6 and Granite 9. And the way they've built this office is such that Granite 6 can't have all 10,000 numbers. And they did that to save equipment because they didn't really need 20,000 lines serving the city and area of Barry. They needed somewhere between 10 and 20,000 lines. So they built it so that Granite 6 has its 1,000 groups right on the first selector. With this arrangement, dialing 476 gets you absolutely nowhere, but that's okay because in this case the Granite 6000 groups appear directly on the first selector. So on the first selector you have 1 for long distance, 2 for Montpelier, 3 for what is mostly the Granite 6-3000 group, 4 is probably a Granite 6-4000 group, 5 is definitely a Granite 6-5000 group, 6 and 7 might also be. 8 is definitely a Granite 6000 group. 9, well, that's where Granite 9 is. This payphone is Granite 9-9 something. There couldn't be a Granite 6-9 anything. And of course, there can't be a 0000 group because that's where the operator goes. Within the established 1000 groups, there are some exceptions as well. For example, we just called Williamstown, whose code is 433. The trunks to Williamstown are in the exact place where the Granite 6-3300 numbers would be, but they can't have any 33s in Granite 6 because that's for the Williamstown trunks. Welcome to the asymmetry of step by step. Here's a call to a working Granite 6 number in the 8000 group.
Four, seven, six, 8000.
Yes, Virginia, I mean Vermont, there is a Granite 6-8000 group and it's right on the first selector. However, within that group, you can't have any Granite 6-8800 numbers. So nobody's number begins with 47688, and the reason is that that's where the trunks to the other code in this office, 883, are located. Here's a call to a vacant number in 883. The first 8 goes into the same selector group as the 476-8000 group. The second 8 goes into the incoming Washington selector. That's for the 883 numbers. We're going to get a vacant number, which goes into the same recording we got dialing 1 from a payphone. But of course, since it's a vacant number, we'll actually ring into it.
Operator. This is a
Here's a ringing number in granite 9. When I dial the 4 and the 7, those digits absorb, but the 9 actually goes somewhere. Here's dialing 2241.
To your assistance.
And finally, here's a call to Plainfield 454. There can't be any Granite 654 numbers because that's where the Plainfield trunks are. As for East Callis 456, I know that's a local call from Montpelier. It might be from here, but the tape doesn't show it one way or the other. The fact that they put the trunks on 5-4 suggests not, but they could put the same trunks on 5-6 and not even have two separate arrangements at the Plainfield end of it, so it could be either one. I do not know. Somebody maybe can get an old phone book and find out. Was it a local call between Barry and East Callis 456? I don't know. And speaking of Plainfield, let's go back there. There's still some more research to do. We'll call back into Barry this time, and then we'll go back to Marshfield and I'll show you something, let's just say, freaky. Recordings from Montpelier are reconstructions using Vermont material from 1973, and a dial tone and ring from Martinsburg, West Virginia in 1976. Martinsburg, West Virginia was in the same boat as Montpelier. It was a steppe toll center, too big to have such a rural-sounding ring. And in fact, the Martinsburg machine, from what I remember of Montpelier, well, let's just say it was a dead ringer for Montpelier.